As we continue to follow the news about Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, a lot of attention has been focused on elite schools like the one Kavanaugh went to, Georgetown Prep. His accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, went to Holton Arms, another elite school. Whether or not the allegations against Kavanaugh are true, are these schools, which cost upwards of $40,000 a year for tuition, creating a culture that leads students to behave inappropriately? Adam Howard is a professor of education at Colby College who studies elite private education. He joins us. Hi, Adam.
Hello. It's great to be here.
And you've written about how when you first started researching elite prep schools over 20 years ago, it was a completely new world for you. What surprised you most?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in poverty in rural Kentucky, and so when I entered that world as a teacher, it was just so unfamiliar with my own kind of educational experiences. And part of what made it so unfamiliar are these kind of, you know, rules and norms and values that really kind of governed or shaped interactions, the overall culture of the school. And so that's really what was, you know, I knew how to be a teacher. I was trained to be a teacher, but, you know, it was just so unfamiliar with the culture of elite schools.
Be more specific. What are you talking about? What was different about it?
Yeah, I mean, so it took me, I'll give an example. When I was during my first year, we were doing this unit about homelessness and why it exists and what we can do about it and all of, you know, the typical things that you do as a teacher. And, you know, after spending weeks on this lesson, my students concluded at the very end that, you know, homeless people were just bad business people. So they had put all those kinds of lessons and that I was trying to teach them and kind of frame it in a very different way. So it had to do with the values that they have been taught and that these schools hold deeply.
That they'd been taught by their parents? Because I guess a lot of the students that are going to these schools are the children of wealthy, maybe powerful parents.
Yes, as well as the schools. I mean, schools play an incredibly important role for elites. I mean, the core function of elite schools is to make and remake elite status. Parents and families contribute to that, but they need to send their kids off to elite schools in order to make sure that they maintain and hopefully even advance their class position.
Do you find a sense of privilege and entitlement among the students at elite schools?
Oh, an incredible amount of privilege and a sense of entitlement. I mean, my own research has looked at this concept of privilege, and often, you know, how we frame privilege is something that has to do just about the advantages that someone has. And what I've discovered is that privilege is a lot more than just about advantages, that it's actually something more intrinsically connected to who a person is. Rather than something that individuals have or possess, it's something that reveals who they are and who they have become in a fundamental sense. And so these elite schools, a lot of what they do is the practices and, you know, the hidden curriculum and the official curriculum and their rituals and all of that reinforce privilege as a collective identity.
Is there something that is different about the elite schools in the Washington, D.C. area? And there are so many of them, so many famous ones.
Yeah.
Is there something different about them?
I don't think so. I think elite schools, of course, are distinctive, but they are remarkably similar no matter where you go in the U.S. And part of it is that in order to become an elite school, you have to have not only wealthy parents, but you also have to have powerful parents. And so I do think it's distinctive in one sense that, you know, the kinds of jobs and the kinds of lives that the parents and families of these elite schools in the D.C. area kind of lead, but at the end of the day, they're still powerful and incredibly wealthy.
Georgetown Prep, where Kavanaugh went, and Holton Arms, where Christine Blasey Ford went, those are single gender, but they have a brother-sister school relationship. I think of another one, St. Albans in Washington and National Cathedral, an all-girls school. St. Albans is a boys' school. What have you learned about gender dynamics and masculinity at these schools?
You know, one of the things that these schools claim is that, you know, being a single gender, schools are, you know, important for the development of the students, that in an all-boys school, that if there's no girls around, then they are more involved in drama and theater and dance and can express themselves and don't have the worries that are associated with having girls. And I just don't buy it. And there's enough research that's been done to kind of prove quite the opposite, that they are really, because they are all boys, that they just reinforce in a very powerful, these hyper-masculine culture. Part of what elite schools do is teach students that hierarchies are normal and a part of everyday life and a part of everyday interaction.
And what about like something like what we're talking about now with sexual assault? I mean, does this breed that?
Yes. That's what it's unhealthy interactions with others, because when you view every interaction that you have as engaging in hierarchies, then there's always a winner and there's always a loser. And in elite schools, I mean, students are constantly taught to be winners. And so what that means is, you know, the hyper-masculine to express yourself and make sure that everybody knows that you're man enough and that you're, you know, there's no questions about your sexuality and a whole variety of things. And so it's just constantly reinforcing that culture of domination.
So I went to public school through high school, but I have a lot of very good friends who did go to some of these elite schools. And they're good people. Like, they really are good people. So are the people that we hear about, whether or not what's being alleged about Kavanaugh is true, there are certainly others who have come out in recent days and said, yes, I went to a school just like this, and we had incidents like this there as well. Are the schools teaching students how to be good people? And are these just bad apples? Or is there a real problem overall with elite schools?
I think, you know, to answer your question, I think elite schools are places where, you know, there's a lot of goodness to be found. If you look at Georgetown Prep, you know, and you look at what they're trying to accomplish in their mission statement, they use words like courage, compassion, care, concern, and all of that. And I think in one sense, and what I found through my own research, is that these types of values and so forth are being reinforced in many ways. And what they're doing is that, you know, these values kind of promote student success, trust within the community, the importance of service, the value of connecting to the past and the present, et cetera. So there's a lot of goodness that is happening. But those same values, also there's another side. They also encourage win-at-all-cost attitudes, unhealthy levels of stress, deception, materialism, competition, you know, and so forth, selfishness and greed. So there's a different side to it. And so one of the things I've looked at is kind of what are the lessons, you know, these more positive, productive lessons that students learn, and then what are these not so positive lessons that actually contradict these more positive ones. And because individuals are individuals, and sometimes certain lessons stick with them. And some students, the more positive ones are the ones that they take away from their educational experience. But for others, it's the non-positive ones that's what they end up learning. And what ends up kind of shaping their sense of self and their understandings of self, others, and the world around them in such a profound way.
That's Adam Howard, who's a professor of education at Colby College, who's done research on elite private education. Adam, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Just go to hearandnow.org.